Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy liturgical new year. There you go. Because Advent begins the new liturgical year as we have moved from the Gospel of Mark now back into the Gospel of Luke. So I know the church does things differently, doesn't it? Where the rest of the world waits until January to celebrate New Year, this becomes New Year for us. Just as by the time the world is tired of singing Christmas carols, we've just started. So we move in a different sort of circle than the rest of the world does. We have a few announcements. Our food pantry volunteers tomorrow are Nels and Michelle Lofgren and Jan Nelson. On Tuesday at 10 o'clock, we continue with Bible study. We are still in the purpose-driven life, and we invite all who are interested to attend. Tuesday at 2 p.m., we have a celebration of the life of Dennis Dobbin. That will be over at Harness Funeral Home, and then the reception will follow over here. On Wednesday night, 5:45, we have Youth Night and Confirmation. And next Sunday at 8, we have our council meeting at 2 o'clock. Also, because this is the first Sunday of the month, we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. And we have several birthdays in the month of December. On December 3rd, Isaiah Goddard. December 5th, Kellen Johns and James Foss. On December the 18th, Skip Hancock. On December the 25th, Carol Dibdahl. Am I missing anyone? So let's pray for all of those who have December birthdays. Good and gracious God, we thank you for all the many ways that you have blessed the individuals who have birthdays this month. We ask that you continue to bless them as they walk with you in the upcoming year. Be with them during the time of trial. Be with them during the times of gladness. Let them know of your constant presence and your constant love for them. We ask all things in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we do have an anniversary. On December the 28th, Pepper and Aelita, who at this moment should be on their way to Yuma. So let us pray for them. So gracious Lord, we thank you for the gift of Pepper and Aelita, who are members of this community. We thank you for the example that they show of what married life is all about. We thank you for the gift of marriage, how people commit to one another, to walk together throughout the course of their lives, and to invite you to walk with them. So be with Pepper and Aelita during the upcoming year, in whatever they may encounter, in good times and difficult ones. Let them always know that you are beside them, that you are part of their marriage as well. And we ask all things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Do we have any other announcements? If not, I invite Dean Canara to come forward to light our first candle in our Advent wreath. We praise you, O God, for this evergreen crown that marks our days of preparation for Christ's Advent. As we light the first candle on this wreath, rouse us from sleep, that we may be ready to greet our Lord when he comes with all the saints and angels. Enlighten us with your grace, and prepare our hearts to welcome him with joy. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain, and whose day draws near. Amen. Let us sing the first verse of O Come, Emmanuel.
One God,
alive in the world, reviving creation, arriving soon. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God of mercy, we confess we have sinned. We trust earthly powers and human authority alone. We grow fearful. We cling to false comforts. God of might, we confess that we have sinned. We have turned away from our neighbors. We have trusted false promises. God in our midst, we confess that we have sinned. We plead, come to us. Bring your mercy to birth in us. A righteous branch springs forth. It is Christ the Lord, our Savior, in whom we have forgiveness, life, and mercy. By the power of the Holy Spirit, receive the grace and forgiveness of God through Christ Jesus. His day draws near. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Creator of the Stars of Night, number 245. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us join together in the prayer of the day. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, alert us to the threatening dangers of our sins, and redeem us for your life of justice. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from Jeremiah 33:14 through 16.